your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest now with Kieran Core.
The Cabinet's agreed the Commons motion setting out the necessity of military action against Islamic State in Syria. David Cameron's urging MPs from all parties, including Jeremy Corbyn's Labour, to back his call. A debate in the Commons tomorrow will last 10.5 hours. The Prime Minister says extending the bombing campaign from Iraq is part of a broader strategy for the region.
It's about the politics and the diplomacy and the humanitarian aid, all of which we need to bring to bear peace to Syria, but to make sure we protect our interests, our national interests, of fighting against this appalling terrorist organisation.
The man's admitted trying to murder his grandmother and her sister, who were found with stab wounds at a house in Faversham. The pair are thought to have lain injured for 24 hours before being discovered at the property on Fostal Road in June. 29-year-old Lincoln Payne, who used to live in Sittingbourne, is currently being treated at Broadmere Hospital and will be sentenced once medical reports have been prepared. It's emerged a van driver's needed hospital treatment for eye injuries after a laser pen was shone at him. The man, who's in his 30s, was in the Vaughan Drive area of Kemsley when it happened last month. Police want to hear from anyone with information about a group of young people stood in the area at the time. Hospital bosses say the cancellation of a junior doctor's strike allows them to have what one of them has called a perfect day. Thousands of operations were still cancelled because a breakthrough in talks between a doctor's group and the government over new contracts was announced too late. But Ian Stanley from East Lancashire Hospitals NHS Trust says the cover they'd already drafted in means they're well staffed.
A lot of them have rearranged their timetables to be in, and that they're still in and they're staying in. And the hospital's been under significant pressure over the last few days with bed availability. So what today actually allows us to do is actually clear the backlog a little bit.
A teenager's been locked up after trying to smuggle cannabis into a young offenders institution in Kent for her boyfriend by hiding it in her bra. A sniffer dog discovered the drug on Sinead Lillywhite Doyle at HMP Rochester in October. The 18-year-old from Worthing in West Sussex has been given 12 months youth custody. Part of Kent looks set to get a new lifeboat and boathouse to help volunteer lifesavers get to emergencies even quicker. The RNLI has submitted plans for a new centre on the eastern part of Margate Beach to house a new high-tech Shannon-class lifeboat, which is due to arrive in 2018. Lifeguards who patrol the beach during the summer will also be based there. Peter Barker is from the charity.
We'll be able to get to casualties faster, volunteer crews will be safer, the facilities there will be a lot better, and at the same time it'll be a visitor centre so the public can come along and see us.
A crisps producer has told KMFM they're hoping to promote Kent across the southeast after getting a deal to sell in a leading supermarket. Kent crisps, which are made in Manston and use locally sourced flavours, have been made available in more than 50 Tesco stores. It follows a rebrand last year, which has seen sales grow by 42%. Laura Bounds from the company says they stand out on shelves.
It's the uniqueness, the provenance of Kent. It's also promoting the economy as well as the landscapes on the front of the packet. They're very iconic of Kent. They're acting as a really unique opportunity for the consumer to try great tasting local products.
And Ed Sheeran has overtaken Eminem as Spotify's most listened to artist ever. The Brit Award winning singer's music has been played more than 3 billion times since the streaming service started in 2008.
KMFM Sport.
In cricket, England are up to 4th in the ICC T20 World Rankings after a dramatic win over Pakistan. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the side including Kent's Sam Billings grabbed a one-run victory in a super over after the last of their 3 internationals was tied in Sharjah. It means they claim a 3-0 series whitewash. Captain Owen Morgan says it's a great way to end what he thinks has been a fantastic tour.
We've seen a lot of development throughout this series from everybody within our squad, guys who didn't get opportunities in the one-day series and then came to the front in the T20 series, and Chris Jordan handing him the ball in that super over really epitomised the squad, really, and the development that the squad has gone through.
In football, Chelsea have submitted planning permission to extend their Stamford Bridge Stadium capacity to 60,000 seats. The venue currently has a limit of 41,000. The club says the stadium will be improved in every area, with direct access being created to the nearby underground station. And Andy Murray's favourite to win this year's Sports Personality of the Year, after guiding Great Britain to a first Davis Cup tennis title in 79 years. He's on the 12 strong shortlist finished along with Olympic heptathlon champion Jessica Ennis-Hill and F1 world champion Lewis Hamilton.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.